Welcome to VI Talk. Sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo here and I have Jane, who is the newest addition to our trustee board. Hi Jane.
Hello.
So we are here to discuss the festive market. So this is the third time we'll have run the festive market for VI Talk. So in her guise as trustee, but also before that volunteer, Jane is our official fundraiser. So do you want to tell everyone a little bit about the festive market, Jane?
Well, it's the shopping event of the year. So it's a virtual festive market. And this year we've done it as an event, a Facebook event for the last couple of years. So, but we thought we'd do it as a Facebook group this time because we thought it might be easier to approve posts and just quicker for everyone. So, if you have a small business you want to promote, it's £10 for a virtual stall, and then you can just post as much as you like. I think a few people are thinking of doing Facebook Lives and or just text or however you like, and as much as you like for £10 over the 2 weeks that the event is the market is open. And as long as pictures are described, we're happy.
Idea is that that lots of people join the group so they can look at the stalls and what people have got on offer. So we're going to be promoting it so much across all our social media platforms, and so people will be able to share things as well for us, and hopefully the stall holders will get a lot of interest. So it's a bit of a quid pro quo, as they say, isn't it? So they're helping us by donating £10 for a stall, and we're helping them by giving them a platform to promote their goods or things that they're selling. So we've got nice things in the stalls. So should we give them a quick rundown on what we've got, Jane, so far?
I'll just go with the ones we're absolutely positive about. So we've got Teresa, who is a great crafter. And she's got some stuff that she's knitted, some crochet. She also does printing on mugs and coasters and that sort of thing. So you're bound to find something, there's bound to be something that will fit somebody on your Christmas list.
And Teresa is visually impaired herself. So most of our stall holders are visually impaired themselves, have little or no sight, most of them, don't they? So Teresa is amazing, the things that she creates.
There's not a craft that I think she hasn't had to go at. She's
I think so.
Yeah, she's great. And she had some really nice stuff, didn't she? She missed last
year. She did.
She was with us the year before.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what she's been getting up to since she last did a stall with us, because it was lovely stuff. And she can kind of do things. I think if I remember rightly, she can do things on coasters or mugs that you can choose what you want on it and things. And she'll have a go at it. You know, if you've got a logo or, well, not a logo, but like say a phrase or something that you'd like, then she will have a go at it, which is fantastic.
And I think some of it, you could choose the colour scheme as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So that should be really good. We've got Kay, who is a body shop consultant. And I know their festive fragrances. I think they've got vanilla pumpkin and one with pears again.
Is vanilla pumpkin, is that not the one that's coming up for Halloween? I've a feeling
I thought they were keeping it on for Christmas.
Oh, are they?
I think
that's nice.
I'm not very keen, but the pear one I loved. So that's the one I'm looking forward to.
Very nice. There's something for everybody there. Like, different, totally different fragrances, really. And all the usual body shop items as well. So good things for if you've only got a small budget as well there as well, if you want stocking fillers.
Yeah. And a bath bomb or a little mini of
their
shower gel or something. Yeah, you're going to find some things under £5 there.
Yeah.
And again, Kay is also visually impaired. Then it wouldn't be a festive market without Buffy and the cakes.
Oh, Heartless Golden Treats.
And treats, yes. So, I don't know. I think pretty much in the end, she just says, look, if you've got an idea for a cake, I'll try and make it.
Yeah, cakes, brownies, cookies and fudge. I think she included fudge last time, didn't she? And I defy anybody to find a type of cake, a flavour that Buffy won't have a go at.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely amazing. Oh, gosh, what have I had? I've had the lemon drizzle cake. The white chocolate cookies, vanilla fudge, and I've had brownies, but I can't remember. They may have been white chocolate brownies, actually.
And just to mention, the good thing with Buffy is that she can do things for diabetics as well. So, and I assume she can do gluten-free as well, but she certainly does things for diabetics, so they're not going to miss out either.
No.
Who's next? On the list.
Who's next? Then we've got Nancy, who is an ambassador for Tropic Skincare. And Nancy's actually the only stallholder we've got who's not visually impaired. And she contacted VITOR actually through me because she wanted to do some fundraising for us because her her brother-in-law had lost his sight very suddenly. So it was really through her kind of family experience of that, and she said there were so many things that he was doing and, you know, sort of blind sport and all sorts of things. And she said, you know, could she do a fundraising event for us, and she's done a few now, hasn't she?
So she has, and lots of lovely stuff from Tropic, so for men and women as well. So if you've got chaps to buy for, some nice gifts there for them as well. So everything from skincare, body care, you know, bath, shower, the lot really. And makeup as well.
Yep, I got my partner's Christmas present from there last year because he wanted bath stuff, and he's got very, very dry skin and a very well-known store had made their website incredibly difficult to use. And after having tried for an hour to order something, I thought, you know, I'm going to go and ask Nancy. And I think I got him, I think, three different shower gels. I think it's a black pepper and eucalyptus, something like that. It's really, really nice. And a body pebble, and then some of the, is it the body smooth? So,
yeah, I think so.
And they've got, I mean, she just made up a gift set for me and put it all in a bag. But they have also got some gift sets kind of already put together, which are always, I think almost everyone got Tropic last year.
Doesn't surprise me. So who's next on our list, Jane? Who have we not covered?
So then we've got Dawn, with Party Light.
Okay, so that's all your home fragrances. So your candles, your melts and your melt warmers. They have some really lovely stuff. I've got one of their melt warmers downstairs.
Which one have you got?
Oh, you're going to ask me that now. I have no idea. It's a natural colour. I think it's I think it might be white or off-white, and it's got like a pattern cut into it, but it's really nice. It's very simple but nice. And they have so many different fragrances of melts and candles, and of course they have a Christmas range, which is lovely, a winter and Christmas range.
Yes, so I am, in fact, you know, I think I must get on to Dawn, because I think she told me the Christmas fragrances were out at the end of September, and I'm just desperate for them to still have their evergreen fir in a wood wick candle.
Which they're the ones that crackle, aren't they?
I love it. So, but I've got their, I think it says snow flurry or something like that. And my partner's got some sight, and he can actually see the bits kind of moving about, the like snowflakes in the big globe that the, not a very big globe, but the warmer. And it looks as if it's sort of revolving, and you've got the sort of pattern of the, during the rest of the year, we have the under the water one, which is the same sort of effect, but I think looks as if it's got fish in it. And then the snowflake one comes out in December.
They do have lots and lots of lovely things. So who's next?
I think that's everyone on the Zooms except me.
Except yourself.
But I will just mention that Paula has got a stall, but because she just had one product, didn't feel she could fill a whole Zoom. But she has knitted some really gorgeous cotton face cloths. If you get a hot cloth style cleanser, either from Body Shop or from Tropic, you will need a cloth for it, and we have that covered. So
excellent.
So she's knitted those in very, very soft cotton.
Nice.
And she might consider commissions.
She's an amazing knitter, isn't she? She really is. Yeah,
Paula knitting does and amazing crochet. Things.
And crochet. Yeah, she does. Yeah.
So, she said, as long as it's not, people don't mind waiting a little while, she might consider commissions. And then there's me with Park Lane Jewellery. And we will have our Christmas range out by then. No, we won't actually. No, we won't, because it's only next week. So the autumn winter collection is called the Royal Collection, and is quite. I mean, you've got a few things, haven't you? I feel it's, there's something quite medieval about it.
I would say so.
The metal is kind of, looks sort of aged, and
it has quite an old feel about it. If you like kind of vintage, then you would probably like some of the things that are on offer from Park Lane at the moment. So definitely worth checking that out.
We've also got, you know, the sort of classic stuff as well. Earrings starting from £18. So that's a good range.
And last but by no means least, I think it's Braille greetings, cards and gifts, isn't it?
Yes. We're not absolutely sure about the Zoom with them yet, but we're hoping that they'll have the first slot, because the thing that they do that gets everyone so excited every year is the advent calendar.
The
calendar has got to go at the start, hasn't it? So
the chocolate Braille advent calendar. So many people, when they they've changed hands, haven't they? Because at first it was Jess and Callum, and the Braille chocolate advent calendar was like, everyone was like, well, we had advent calendars as children, but we never had ones that we could, you know, identify the doors ourselves. So we all went mad for them. I think they must have made a killing on those. And it's now Shanice and Martin, isn't it?
Martin, yeah.
Yeah.
I really hope, because they were so funny. I know they ended up causing you a lot of editing last
year. Was very funny. Yeah, no, they were great.
They were brilliant. Yeah. So
most of the stall holders up to now have got a Zoom, and they will be on Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th of October. So you can start joining the group if you want to. It's just called VI Talk Festive Market, but you won't be allowed in until the 16th. The stall holders will be allowed in on the 15th so that they can start posting and getting all that good stuff up there. But the event will run. We will leave the group open until the end of October, so it won't be closed until last thing on the 31st on Halloween, when I get back from riding out on my broomstick. Haha. So no, it'll be great. And so we've got the Zooms, but we have something else that runs alongside our wonderful virtual festive market, don't we, Jane?
We do. Yeah. Because it just wouldn't be a VI Talk fundraising event without a raffle. So
all our lovely stall holders that have a Zoom donate very kindly a raffle prize from their business, which is fantastic. They are very, very generous. And yes, so tell everybody, Jane, how much are the raffle tickets and how do they get them?
Right. Well, for more information on anything about the festive market or to get raffle tickets, you need to email fundraising at vitalk.co.uk, and that will come straight through to me. And raffle tickets are £2 each or £3 for £5. And this, I mean, it probably raises about as much as the, well, more than, because, you know, we get £10 from each stall holder and then a raffle prize. So the raffle is where we usually make most of our money, but it's, and we've got some lovely prizes. Yeah, you definitely need to get your tickets, but please, could you not all decide to get them on Friday night and Sunday morning of the Zooms? Because, I ended up with so many at the last minute. So we're giving you fair warning.
Yeah, try and spread it out a bit for our lovely Jane.
Please. And how we do it, because obviously we can't get physical raffle tickets to you. So if you email me, and I will email you back with your numbers and how to pay. And then we just keep a list of who's bought which numbers. And you can't choose numbers, because I really
know they have to go in order, don't they?
They have to go in order. And I think I would, I think I'd probably completely lose the plot if I had to do anything else. So,
after our Zooms on the Sunday, so the last Zoom takes place at 4 o'clock on Sunday the 29th, and after that, so around 5 o'clock, you are more than welcome to pop onto Zoom. So if you would like the link for that or any of the Zooms, please, you'll find them in the groups on Facebook. So if you're not a member of a VI Talk group, particularly the main group, please do join or contact Jane and she'll help you with that. But if you want to come on the Zooms and you don't want to be a member of the Facebook group, then we can email the Zoom link to you. And if you'd like to hear the raffle numbers announced, you can pop onto Zoom at 5 o'clock on Sunday the 29th, and you'll be able to feel the tension and see if you've won one of our lovely prizes.
And you know what we've forgotten?
Go on.
Because I was trying to think, that doesn't sound like enough. I've mentioned enough people. We've forgotten the gift edit.
We did. So unless we get somebody who's desperate for a Zoom on the at 4 o'clock on the Sunday afternoon, three of the trustees, so it will be myself, Jane and Lacey, as Sam's on her holidays, lucky person, we'll pick out various items, won't we?
Yeah, we'll be monitoring the group, obviously, for the 2 weeks and kind of pick out our favourite. Was it four we had to come up with?
Yeah, four each, more roundabout. And we'll make sure that some are under £10, that some are under 20, and then a few that we just particularly, that take our fancy, really, or that we think are particularly festive, so that we're going to try and cover every budget. And if you've not had chance to see everything in the festive market group, or you've not had chance to come to all the Zooms, then you can come on the gift edit and get a taster of what everybody's had to offer.
Yeah.
But the main thing is for you to join the festive market group. So if you need the link for that, if you can't find it, it is a private group. So if you join before the 16th, you will just get a little message telling you that, you know, you'll be allowed in on the 16th. And it will give you the fundraising email address there as well, I hope, if it's worked right. Okay. But for anything, please, please, please just email Jane, and that's fundraising@vitalk.co.uk. And we'll all have a fabulous time. And a few weeks after it's finished, as we always say, Jane, we'll all breathe a sigh of relief and go, shall we do it again next year?
Yep. And I think what's really interesting, it's the third year we've done it in this format, but back in 2020 in lockdown, that's how the idea started, because it was so difficult for people to get out to shop, and shops didn't want you touching anything, and it was, you know, so. And then we did it as three separate events.
Yes.
And all three of the people that did, we had Park Lane, Body Shop, and
Party Light.
And for all of those, they were presented by non-visually impaired people.
Yeah.
And now all but one of our business owners is blind or partially sighted, and the only exception to that is Nancy, who's got, you know, particular family experience of that. So I think that's really something to celebrate.
Absolutely. We've got
so many people out there, you know, running a little side hustle, or, you know, coming up with that. And, you know, particularly people who are just making, that aren't part of a larger organisation, like Teresa, who just, you know, think, oh, well, that would work. I'll make one of those. So,
yeah, it's lovely.
It's great.
It is lovely. And it's lovely that, you know, like I say, they support us as a very, very small charity. Small but mighty, as Jane calls us.
Yeah.
Although it's small, nimble and mighty now, isn't it?
Yeah,
and it's
definitely
lovely for us to be able to support them as well as visually impaired business owners. So, yeah. So thanks, Jane. It's been fab. And
yeah, thank you.
We look forward to seeing all of you in the Festive Market Facebook group. And Jane looks forward to be inundated with your emails for raffle tickets.
Yes.
And if you would like a stall, there is still time. So it will just cost you £10 to have a stall. So if you do have a business that we haven't already got, perhaps you do something, you know, you make your arts and crafts, or you make jewellery, perhaps you make Christmas decorations, give us a shout, email Jane, and we can sort that out for you, hopefully.
Yeah,
all right.
Definitely.
Okay, so we will see you all very soon. Okay,
yes.
Thanks, Jane. Speak to you later.
Bye.